Time for another college basketball preview, talking all things Memphis Tigers today. Jonah Dillon, Memphis Commercial Appeal with us. Jonah, how are we doing today?
Pretty good. How about you?
Good. Hey, we appreciate you taking time to chat with us. I know as we talk, we're a couple weeks into the football season, and we're still the better part of a month and a half away from the basketball season. But what are the early thoughts and feelings on the upcoming year there at Memphis?
Yeah, a ton of new faces. I mean, the entire team, right? So they not something that's super rare under Penny Hardaway, but we saw it again this offseason with every single player leaving and an entirely new team coming in, which means obviously a lot of unknowns. Now, there's still a lot of talent kind of throughout the team, but there's a lot of questions about how things are going to fit, you know, who's going to play what role when they have to replace everything and replace a team that obviously did really well last year, was a 5 seed in the NCAA tournament, won the conference championship, both regular season and tournament. And so expectations will be high. This is a team that, you know, expects to make the tournament every year.
Yeah, you mentioned, you know, last year they make the NCAA tournament. They were a 5 seed there, and they end up losing to what was maybe a little bit of an underseeded Colorado State team in the tournament. I guess, is there still kind of a sour feeling there in Memphis around how the way things ended last year?
Yeah, I think some disappointment. I mean, you go back to that kind of week in that game, and the big story was Tyrese Hunter, who was Memphis' starting point guard last year, was injured. He got injured in the semifinal of the conference tournament and missed the NCAA tournament game against Colorado State. And Dante Harris, who was their backup point guard, was also out. So they were really up against it, and you saw that in the second half of that game. You know, they didn't have that floor general type player to calm things down like Tyrese Hunter had done so well throughout the season. And then, look, last season was about P.J. Haggerty and Dane Danger, particularly P.J. Haggerty. He was an All-American from Memphis, was one of the top scorers in the country, and obviously kind of a drawn-out transfer saga with him. He ends up leaving and going to Kansas State, and so now you're in another situation of, okay, who's the replacement, who's going to score all those points, and how is this team going to look?
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of those names you mentioned are gone, right? Tyrese Hunter, P.J. Haggerty, Dane Danger. What will the makeup of Memphis's team, what will it look like to start the year?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple things we can say off the bat. Doug McDaniel, who's a transfer from Kansas State, actually, in a kind of weird twist, is going to be the starting point guard. It looks like he'll be the starting point guard, and is someone who's obviously played a lot of college basketball, going back to Michigan and Kansas State. And Memphis has done well over the past couple years when they have that floor general type point guard. You go back to Kendrick Davis a couple years ago, obviously what Tyrese Hunter did last year. That's the type of player that Penny Hardaway really likes to have. And so it looks like Doug McDaniel is going to be that guy. You look at the rest of the roster and the guys they brought in, somebody like Aaron Bradshaw, I think that's probably the highest ceiling of anyone on the team. Someone who was a really big time recruit, went to Kentucky, went to Ohio State. It hasn't really worked for him 100% yet. But obviously, you know, the talent is there and he can play multiple positions and do a lot of different things. And then throughout the roster, guys like Zach Davis, Curtis Givens III, Sincere Parker, there's a lot of guys who have scored points at other places and who have been successful. But obviously, you don't really know how it's going to fit until we see it on the court.
Yeah, and with that in mind, who is the one or two that you were the most interested in seeing how they fit into the puzzle there at Memphis?
I would definitely say Aaron Bradshaw is kind of the top of the list. He's the most intriguing player for me on this team because, like I said, he has the highest ceiling. And someone who, if you watch, you know, mixtapes or something, you watch Aaron Bradshaw and say, wow, this guy looks like he could be a superstar. And they believe that he can. I mean, there's a lot of opportunity there for him to kind of stake his claim. He's tall, but he's not necessarily doesn't play like a center. So he can do a lot of things with his versatility. And especially when you're looking at a new roster, you can obviously craft things however you want. And so I think crafting this team around Aaron Bradshaw's skill set, if they believe that he can kind of take that next step, is going to be important. I think they will do that. There's a couple other players. I think I mentioned Curtis Givens. I think he's a Memphis native, so obviously a big deal. And then you've got a deep roster of Memphis natives. Ashton Hardaway, who is Penny Hardaway's son, who actually played for Memphis when he was a freshman. Then he left, went to St. Mary's, and now he's coming back to Memphis. So it'll be interesting to see if he plays a role as well.
Again, we're talking all things Memphis with Jonah Dillon. This might be tough to answer because there's a lot of new faces and we haven't seen them on the floor yet. What are the things that you're expecting this team to do well this year?
Yeah, I think it's been the thing. Defensive pressure really is the hallmark of Penny Hardaway's playing style. And the teams that have been able to do that well, especially from the outset, are the teams that have been successful throughout the season. If you look at last year, they came out at the beginning of the year and were kind of overwhelming teams and winning a lot of games that they weren't expected to win, going back to how they played in Maui, because of that, because they come out and they make it really hard for you to play really every game. I think, like you said, it's tough to say in terms of who's going to emerge as a scorer, and I think that's going to be a big question of who can consistently score, because obviously you lost so much scoring with PJ Haggerty and Dane Danger being gone. But I think we're still going to see that style of play, because Penny Hardaway has been in this program long enough to know the type of guys he wants to recruit and the type of way he wants to play.
Anything in particular that you see as like a weakness or an area of concern on the surface to start the year?
Yeah, scoring is definitely going to be one. You know, you just lose that much and kind of pecking order, because you're looking at a situation where I know some coaches now, you know, they're really just trying to recruit their rotation, right? 9 or 10 guys who they know are going to play, and they don't want everyone else at the back of the roster. Memphis has 15 guys, and you could make cases for most of them that they could be in the rotation, which creates problems because obviously you can't play 15 guys. So I think that that's one of them. And then they've addressed it. Tariq Ingram, they just got a transfer. You know, the season starts in, very soon, a month and a half. Guys are still coming in. It's kind of been a thing we've seen the past couple of years where it feels like there's always roster moves happening even when the season starts. But their interior presence is going to be a question, because Dane Danger, obviously, and Moussa Cisse last year held that down. They've got to find guys who consistently rebound, block shots, and have that presence on the interior. There's a lot of guys now who have the ability to do that, but we've got to see it once they actually start.
Realistically, Jonah, where should the expectations be for Memphis this year?
I think they should be expected to win the conference again. I don't think that this team right now, you look at the talent level, it doesn't look like it has the same talent level as last year's team. And even before last season, we kind of knew what we were getting. And I don't know that we have that real clarity right now with this team, but this has not been a very strong conference the past couple of years in the American, and Memphis should be able to win. I know South Florida is one of those teams that looks like they're improving. I don't know that a five seed was even higher than people were expecting. If you remember on Selection Sunday, it was one of the things that every bracketologist was wrong about. People had Memphis as like a 9 seed, and then we see that number 5 pop up next to the logo, and people were kind of stunned, I think, throughout college basketball. So I don't know that a 5 seed is what I would expect, but this feels like it should be an NCAA tournament team, whether that's an at-large or whether it's winning the conference championship. They play a really difficult non-conference schedule. They're going to do that again. They've got #1 Purdue on the schedule in a lot of tough power conference games. So they'll be able to put together a resume that gives them a shot if they can win some of those games, and then obviously expect to be successful in the conference.
Once again, that's Jonah Dillon, Memphis beat writer for the Memphis Commercial Appeal. Jonah, appreciate the time today and enjoy the upcoming basketball season there in Memphis.
Yeah, thanks for having me.